This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
Everybody knows Blues had a baby. She called her baby rock and roll.
Hey, you're with Cyan, bringing you the roots of rock here on Manawatu People's Radio. Our Robert Johnson number to kick off the show tonight was They Are Red Hot, and a little bit different, that track, from what he usually sort of used to sing. Blues singers of Robert Johnson's day called our tracks like that Hokum, and several popular recording artists played little else, and there was even a succession of bands named Hokum Boys. So yeah, a little bit something different from Robert Johnson there. We've only got a couple more weeks of Robert Johnson's tracks to kick off for shows with, so yeah, stay tuned for all those as well. All right, right, tonight we're featuring Charles Brown, and this very first track I'm playing from Charles Brown is a track called Driftin' Blues, and it was one of the biggest successes of the time, with the Three Blazers, who he was singing with and playing with, and recorded back in 1945. So spent most of or half of 1946 on the Billboard charts and reached number 2. So here we go with Driftin' Blues.
Well, I'm drifting and I'm drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I'm drifting and I'm drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again, if my baby would only take me back again. No, I'm not good for nothing. I haven't got no friend. Bye-bye, baby. far away.
Oh, right. Now, Charles Brown was born back in 1922, September of 1922, in Texas City. And his mother died actually a short time after his birth, and he was raised by his grandparents. He actually loved music as a child and received classical music training on the piano. All right, he actually became a chemistry teacher at the George Washington Carver High School and worked at a few other jobs there as well. But by 1936, he was a member of a band that played in the Galveston Beach. And 1944, he moved to California, and he won an amateur talent contest at the Lincoln Theatre, and he was then recruited by... to be the piano player for the Johnny Moores Trio, the Three Blazers. Anyway, 1945, the Three Blazers began recording, and they went on to make more than 100 sides for that, for the record label they were working for back then. 1947, the Three Blazers recorded the Merry Christmas Baby. It actually did very, very well during the late 40s and into the early 50s with at Christmas times, basically. But yeah, that's our next track from Charles Brown, is Merry Christmas Baby.
Treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Ooh, I'm feeling mighty fine. I got good music on my stereo. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Thank you. Janie came down the chimney about a 3:30. Left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Ooh, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure been good to me. I haven't had a drink this morning. I'm all lit up. I'm all lit up. Ooh, like a Christmas tree.
Oh, right. Now, Charles Brown, he left the Three Blazers back in 1948, and he signed up as a solo artist with a record company called Aladdin. And he got another hit then called Get Yourself Another Fool. 1956, we're heading off a few years here, but he actually sued Aladdin for unpaid royalties in 1956. 1960, he did a Please Come Home for Christmas track, which was again another number that was just one of his incredible sort of Christmas numbers, and went off to be a bit of a hit as well. He put out an album in 64 called Ballads My Way, but he was a bit out of fashion by then in the early 60s. In 69, he took some time away from working with music, but he recorded Legend, an album from then. 1971, Blues and Brown is a fine soul blues album, and he was enjoying doing steady work at the clubs on the East Coast at that stage. 1979, he made his first recordings in Europe. Was a live album, I'm Gonna Push On, and that was recorded in Stockholm with a Swedish backing band. And yeah, he actually gave him that was a good album, that one. One More for the Road came out in 1986, and I'm gonna play a track from that as the final track I play from Charles tonight. 1989, he actually won $15,000 with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. And in 1990, he started with Rounder Records then, and he did an album called All My Life. As I said, 1990. And this actually, Bonnie Raitt invited him to open for her on tour back in 1990 as well. But here I've got a couple of tracks from that album, All My Life, and the first one is Early in the Morning.
Feeling I can't describe. Early, 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 early in the morning, I get a feeling, Lord, I can't describe it. When I look at my baby's picture, tears come running from my eyes. Early one morning, I found myself alone. It was early, early, early one morning, I found myself alone. I woke up and discovered that my baby had packed up and gone. that's all right. Payday, that's all right for you. That's all right, all right. Baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby. Any old lowdown way that you do, everybody, baby, like you mistreated for me. I, baby, I can't get you off my mind. Well, I keep begging you and begging you. You won't even throw your poor dog a bone.
And our second track from All My Life from Charles Brown. We've got That's a Pretty Good Love.
Baby, my love is deep, deep as the bottom of the ocean, true as a newborn baby. Outshines the rising sun. That's a mighty good love. Baby, my love will last long as life's in the body. I swear to you on the Bible, any old time you say, that's a mighty good love. Baby, please come on home. I wanna put my arms around you, squeeze you till you rope like okra. That's the way I feel about you. That's a pretty good love. Ain't nobody love you like I do. Honey, I know just what to do. Ain't much to look at, I won't win a prize. When it comes to loving, I can open your eyes. I love you so. You got me begging and pleading. Your love is all I'm needing. There's nothing I wouldn't do. That's a mighty good love. try to love you like I do. When I know just what to do, ain't much to look at, I won't win a bride. When it comes to loving, I'll open your eyes. Baby, I love you so. You got me begging and pleading. Your love is all I'm needing. Ain't nothing I would do that's pretty good love. That's a pretty good love. That's a pretty good love. Pretty good love.
Hey, time for a quick little break here on the Roots of Rock, and coming back with one more track and a bit more info on Charles Brown and his life. And then we've got just, well, we've got some brand new tracks from Rory Block and Captain Relaxo, and just a lot more different artists coming up tonight. So, yeah, I don't go away.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Hey, you're back with Cyan here, bringing you the Roots of Rock on Manawatu People's Radio. All right, tonight's feature artist at the start of the show here was Charles Brown, and I got one more track to play from him. Yes, that last couple of tracks I played were from an album in 1990 called All My Life. And as I said, Bonnie Raitt actually invited him to open for her on a tour she was doing. By 1996, he enjoyed a resurgence, put out an album called Honey Dripper. And as I said, I've got one more track to play. We're going back for this one. 1986, he actually put together this album called One More for the Road. And it was re-released in 1989. Alligator Records took it over and re-released it in 1989, which is the copy I've got here. And yeah, Charles Brown actually, well, it was, yeah, I've said that. Charles Brown himself actually passed away at the age of 76 in Oakland, California. That was back in 1999. All right, so here he is with the last track I'm playing for him tonight from this One More for the Road album. And it's One for My Baby and One More for the Road is the title of the track.
It's a quarter to three. No one's in the place except you.
you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I want you to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Just making one for my baby, one more for the road. Got the routine, drop some money in the machine. I'm feeling kind of bad, wanna hear my music, dreamy and sad. Torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned. I might explode. Just make it one for my baby, one more for the road. Joe, you may not know it, I'm a sort of poet. I got a lot of songs to sing. Lord, and when I'm gloomy, you gotta listen to me till it's played away. That's how it goes. Joe, I know you're getting mighty anxious to close. I want to thank you for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. Could tell you a lot, there's one thing you've got to be true to your code. Just make that one for my baby, one more for the road. Yes, you gotta be true to your code. Just make that one for my baby, one more for the road.
That's it from Charles Brown for tonight's show. But yeah, his music lives on, which is what's so great about a lot of these musicians, and they sort of never die. All right, next week we're going to feature the music and a bit of a life of Lonnie Johnson. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. Anyway, up next we've got a guy that calls himself, this is a new album in my collection, but it came out back in 1993. Calls himself Golden Big Wheeler, and the album's called Bone Orchard. As I said, came out on the Delmark label. It was actually recorded August 92 and February 93 and then released in 93. So here's Golden Big Wheeler from his Bone Orchard album with I Got a Feeling I Got the Blues.
Thank you. my love will come tumbling down for you. That's the truth. Oh, yeah. Every time it rains, baby, my love will come tumbling down. I done rhymed this rhyme world over. No one can understand the way that I do. Come on, baby.
Now, Golden Big Wheeler, he does vocals and harmonica, and his little band there is the Ice Cream Men. And we've got Johnny Bergen was on guitar, Dave Waldman was on guitar, and Steve Cushing on drums. All right, up next here on the Roots of Rock, we've got Quintus McCormick Blues Band. Now, this is an album but called Hey Jody, came out back in 2009. And the track I'm playing from this one is What Goes Around Comes Around.
One more thing, son, if you please. and change the least today. So can I believe? Y'all just like you were my own. Mm-hmm. See, it's a hurting thing to be used and blamed. One day soon, that's all gonna change. See, I know one thing about life, y'all. Things will be going good for a while. Then look like the bottom will drop out.
Alrighty, up next we've got another new track from Captain Relaxo. Happens to be a guy from Palmerston North originally, and he was a breakfast time DJ on another station I was working for, so I got to know him quite well. And he's now moved to London, and he's recording these singles that he sends out to me every now and then. He actually is working on a blues EP, as far as I know, and I think this is a track that's going to come off for some blues EP eventually. But here we go, Captain Relaxo with his single from just recently, Soldier of Fortune.
Deep. what I want, yes I do, as I please. Far from the homeland when I was a child, far from the rolling hills that rolled far and wide.
Right, it's time for another quick little break here on the Roots of Rock, and we're coming back with some brand new Rory Block, a couple of tracks from her, another one of his new releases from an old album, Pavlov's Dog, and we got a few more as well, so hey, don't go away.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
Hey there, we're back with Cyan here with the Roots of Rock on Manawatu People's Radio. That's 999 AM on your local radio dial, or www.mpr.nz to get us online. Also, to get Roots of Rock show on demand and a lot of the back issues so far, you go to www.mpr.nz/show/rock and listen at your leisure, or you can download the latest show, actually, if you're quick enough. All right, we've got Rory Block now. She's just put out a new album. Well, it comes out on the 22nd of August, actually, on MC Records. And it's an album called Heavy on the Blues. And Rory Block's been around a long time, and she does a lot of different blues numbers. This album is particularly hot, actually. All right, as I said, the album's Heavy on the Blues. She's got a few different artists playing with her on some of the tracks, but this particular one I'm going to play, this first one I'm going to play tonight, is Jimmy Vivino is on the album, on the track with her this time. And as I said, the album's called Heavy on the Blues, and this particular track is What Kind of Woman Is This?
Just a walk by. The gates of heaven must have opened. A cool drink of water, just a walk by. Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been looking for you, baby. You're a sight for my sore eyes. A sight for my sore eyes. My sore eyes. You should be here by my side. I could use a man like you. You should be here by my side. Oh, I could use a man just like you. All right, that Adam and working man hanging round this famous place. Always some good looking man hanging round this famous place. Oh, but this fine looking man, he must be from outer space. Outer space. He must be from outer space. Oh, sure he's a beauty. Oh, baby, what kind of man is this? Give me some room, girl. I got to have you for myself. Oh, got to be alone with you. Give me some room. What kind of man is this? I ask you, girl. Give me some room. Some room, girls. I wouldn't want you to miss out. I'm a good thing. I'm a good thing. I'm a good thing. Give me some room, girls. Give me some room. What kind of man is this?
As I mentioned just before, this album from Roy Block comes out on the 22nd of this month on MC Records. Now I'm going to play you a second track from this album, which I've just received, and it's a pretty good album, all right. This next track is Down the Dirt Road.
Come away, don't you want to know? Stay there. Some people tell me all these blues ain't bad. Some people tell me that the blues ain't bad. There are not two worst soul blues I have.
Worst soul blues I have.
Every day seems like a murder here. Every day seems like a murder here. This town, I know I don't belong here. Can't go down that road by myself. Can't go down that road by myself. If I can't carry you, I'll carry someone else. Feel like you're bound, people everywhere. Feel like you're bound, people everywhere. But I couldn't stay there.
All right, now a band out of the US of A back in the, I think it was 70s, 80s, and into the 90s, they're called Pavlov's Dog. And they put out an album back originally in 1990 called Lost in America. Now, Riff Records out of Germany have just re-released a whole pile of Pavlov's Dog's albums on CD. And they've got this one coming out, or it's just come out actually on vinyl. So if you want to get hold of Roof Records and get a vinyl copy of Pavlov's Dog, Lost in America, yeah, why not? As I said, this came out 1990 originally and just been re-released recently by Roof Records on vinyl. Right, we got a little track here called Brown Eyes.
I'm to die.
Now, I just read somewhere recently that all us people with blue eyes actually came from one particular person back in the day. Many centuries ago, we all had, or everyone on Earth had, brown eyes. There's actually something about brown eyes and a girl that turns me on, but that's beside the point. But yes, apparently blue eyes came from, it's probably from space, actually. I've always thought that I was actually sent here as punishment from another planet. And, yeah, perhaps that new spacecraft that we're actually starting to worry about, which is coming to Earth, that could be coming down to pick me up and take me home. He said, hopefully. Never mind, that's enough of me going off my off a sensible thing in my head. All right, coming up next, we've got Jerry Douglas here. And this is an album that came out back in 2005 on the Vector album, Vector label. And Jerry Douglas with Alison Krauss on this particular track. He's got a few different artists accompanying him on the different tracks. But the album was called The Best Kept Secret. And we got a little track here called Back in Love.
I
All right. Now, Joe Louis Walker released an album back in February of 2023 called Weight of the World. A little track from that album called Bed of Roses.
Under my pillow, she left me a letter telling me why I had to forget her. We could have had the life of our dreams, but sometimes things are just not what they seem. It's no bed of roses watching you fall. Another's a closet, another missed call. Love goes in the sunshine, not in the dark. It soothes your soul, it heats up your heart. We've all have been hurt, we've all caused pain, but let's leave the door open and start all over again. It's no bed of roses watching you fold. Another door closing and you're out in the cold. Always the brightest light in the room, just like the magic I was drawn to you. Just be careful when the pendulum swings and those sweet kisses.
Time for a quick little break here on the Roots of Rock. They're coming back with some Jimmy Burns and some Johnny Shines and some Johnny Lang and a few more. All right. Hey, don't go away.
Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.
Hey, you're back with Cyan here, bringing you the roots of rock on Manawatu People's Radio. All right, as I said before the break, we've got some Jimmy Burns here from an album came out back in 2003 from Delmark, and the album's called Back to the Delta. And here's Jimmy Burns doing a cover of a Howling Wolf number, How Many More Years? A little bit of Johnny Shines here with an album that came out back in 1970. It was Live Acoustic and Electric was the name of the album. And we got Johnny Shines doing that good old blues classic, Crossroad Blues.
I don't know if you're all acquainted with this number or not. One of the late Robert P. Johnson numbers, which very well known for doing Crossroad Blues.
That was a bit of Johnny Shines, and now we've got some Johnny Lang, although the Johnny's spelt different, all right. And Johnny Lang, this is from an album, came back in 2013 on the Rounder record label. Was called Fight for My Soul is the name of the album, and we've got Johnny Lang here with Blew Up the House. Yeah, now back in 2016, August actually, so yeah, those years ago, same month, on the Earwig Music label, we've got Little Ed and Dave Weld got together to put out an album called Keep On Walking, and a little track from that album is Too Late, Baby.
Oh,
The next track comes from an album called A Lonesome in My Bedroom. This was released back in 1975. Luther Snake Boy Johnson and a little track called Honey Bee.
Thank you. sound like my little running bee. She's coming back home to me.
Now, an album called The Duke Meets the Earl, and it's Duke Robillard and Ronnie Earl. Album came out on a label called The Dixie Frog back in 2005, and here we have got covering a Magic Sam number, or What Have I Done Wrong? Thank you. All right, time to say goodnight. Hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. I got one more very short track to play. And, yeah, next week we're actually going to feature Lonnie Johnson as our feature artist to start the show off. All right, that's enough of that. And good night from me. Don't forget to let your friends know. If they're into good blues music and modern blues music, old blues music, just listen to The Roots of Rock here on Manawatu People's Radio. All right, good night. Leave you with Taj Mahal from 1986, from one of my bits of old vinyl here. We've got all the albums called Taj, and a little track called Soothin'.
Until I search.